Let's check the weather forecast now. Eric Snodgrass is here from Agrible. Looks like we'll have some heat, Eric. What do we know about it?
You know, the first thing we should talk about here is that this time period here at the beginning of August is really showing up as a time period of low predictability. And what I mean by that is that what's complicating the forecasts that we're getting from our longer range models, those that go at about 2 weeks, is that there's a lot of interesting activity going on in the Pacific Ocean that is continually changing the dynamics of the flow of the jet stream. And you know that the flow of the jet stream is everything when it comes to understanding our chances of precipitation, our chances of seeing below average or above average temperatures. And here's kind of the big picture. We were watching for quite some time this little feature that was going through Alaska. It was a trough and was forecast to come sliding down right over the Pacific Northwest. But instead, each new model run that's come out over the last 4 or 5 days keeps sliding that trough further to the west, keeping it off the west coast. Now, what does all that mean? It means that the heat that was potentially going to be here and the dryness that was potentially going to be here in the Corn Belt is now, for the most part, out of the picture. That trough, as it slides off further to the west, keeps the heat in the western United States, which is a problem because the western United States is on fire and they're dealing with a lot of drought issues. They're dealing with a lot of extreme heat. And we're not getting any relief from that at all. So where's the heat going to be in the next few days? Well, it's certainly going to be in the central plains as well, and it will extend east here over into Illinois. We're going to see some high temperatures that will get up into the low 90s, at least through parts of the weekend. So it's going to be a warm weekend, but not the dangerously warm weekend. The thing we really want to know is, are we going to be getting any precipitation into a few regions that have been relatively dry? So, for example, the last 15 days or so, the northern half of Illinois has been relatively dry, although they had great precipitation leading up to that 15-day time period. But also remember, it was also cool during that last half of the month of July. Also, parts of Iowa have been quite dry. So we have a couple systems to be watching. We're going to watch the first one roll up out of Colorado today, moving across parts of Nebraska, getting into Iowa, and then getting into parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. So that's the trajectory on the first system. There's then a second one that's going to be following that, that's coming on the shortwave that's going to dip down through parts of South Dakota and again hit Iowa. So if we were doing this recording in Iowa, I would say, hey, we got a couple of pretty good chances of getting some rain, which would be great to finish off this corn crop and then really help the beans get through the month of August. Unfortunately, around Illinois, it doesn't look as though we're going to be getting much precipitation in here, at least through the next 4 or 5 days. Maybe by Monday into Tuesday, we're watching another system kind of sneak through the northern Corn Belt, bringing a cold front that's going to sweep through the area. Now, the good news is, nothing is shutting off the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And what I mean by that is, if we don't shut down the moisture transport, then we could still have these pop-up thunderstorms that happen just in the afternoon heating. So you're going to find out, a few places are going to be getting some rain just from these pop-up thunderstorms. And they're very, very hard to predict more than, 5 or 6 hours in advance. So we do have chances of rain that are coming up, but it's certainly not going to be one of these things where I could confidently tell you, oh, by the next week we're going to see an inch of rain, which we would really, really like to see, especially throughout the northern part of Illinois. Southern Illinois, the southern half of Illinois, had this beautiful storm system 2.5 days long last weekend that just slowly but surely soaked the fields. It was really a lifesaver there. Now, when we look longer term, I'll tell you this about 2018, at least August 2018. Remember, in 2017, we had this pattern that shifted that ridge out west and left it there. And we saw our 10th coolest August on record here. This is not going to be one of those. We're going to see up and down temperature patterns as we continually watch the position of the jet stream from here all the way out into the central Pacific Ocean. What's going to continue to throw a monkey wrench in it? Well, the Pacific Ocean gets active, really active this time of year with typhoons, and they can really perturb the flow of the jet stream. So that is certainly going to be the thing that we're going to watch most. You're going to hear a lot of meteorologists discussing those things. So just quick recap. We are going to see some warmer temperatures the next few days. Our best chance of precipitation probably coming in on Monday into Tuesday, so I'll have to be watching the cold front that's moving into the north. But that cold front will be bringing in some reprieve from the heat, taking us out of the low 90s and bringing us back down into the 80s. So that's good. And remember, Gulf of Mexico stays open. About the last thing that I want to make sure that we discuss here is what's going on in Europe. We've been kind of giving you updates about the heat and the dryness we've seen from basically France all the way over to Poland and up toward the UK. And so we've really beat down on the quality of the wheat crop that's there and also other grains and other crops that they grow. So the UK is really struggling this particular summer with drought. And that drought does extend over into the Russian wheat belt and parts of the crop that's grown in Ukraine. So we have to keep a very, very close eye on that. But a lot of neat things to be on the lookout for here. But certainly we're going to see some warmer temperatures over the next few days. And I think that'll be quite a change of what we've had over at least the last month.
That's Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.